咁今日我哋好高興、好榮幸請到咧 Jennifer Lau。劉如佳姊妹，咁我今朝先 find out， 原來咧係大家過去都知嘅，出年咧係已經150週年嘅 Canadian Baptist Ministries。喺我哋教會嘅早期咧，有一啲嘅宣教士咧係我哋 support 嘅，而家咧仲有弟兄姊妹咧係同佢有聯繫嘅，就係羅恩林牧師。咁羅恩林牧師咧係嗰陣時喺南美嘅，我都唔記得委內瑞拉好似啊。咁然之後咧係我哋亦都係不斷有短宣去到世界各地唔同嘅地方。咁今日 Jennifer 咧係亦都同我哋一齊喺Calgary 開會。佢唔係順道㗎，佢特登飛嚟溫哥華幾日。當然佢亦都係有其他嘅會議。咁 Jennifer 咧係整個Canadian Baptist Ministries 嘅總幹事。咁佢亦都係要去世界各地嘅地方，亦都係好好多時候咧係都去探望好多唔同嘅工作。咁我哋好榮幸今日請到佢嚟。佢係第一位女嘅總幹事，150年第一位女幹事。咁我將時間交俾佢，我請阿余子麟牧師咧係翻譯做中文。我嚟到 welcome Jennifer。
Oh, good morning.
大家早晨。
When I was communicating with Pastor Gladys about coming to speak, she said, "Oh, can you speak in Chinese?"
當我同阿李牧師去商量我今日嚟講道嘅時候，佢就問我可唔可以講中文。
And normally, I never feel nervous about coming to speak in any church.
通常咧，佢講道咧都唔會覺得特別緊張。
But the thought of having to do that in Chinese, I was very nervous about that.
咁但係如果要用中文講道咧，我真係好緊張。
So I'm sorry, I'm going to speak in English today.
所以我都係決定咧講翻英文。
But I hope I can work on my Chinese, which is good enough to order in a restaurant.
咁咧，我都希望咧，我能夠可以學好啲中文。咁我依家中文程度咧，可以去餐廳度叫到餸啦。咁。
But not quite good enough to preach.
但係咧，唔係好到咧可以講到。
But next time, I hope.
希望下一次得啦。咁。
Well, it is a joy to be with you today.
好高興咧，今日嚟到大家當中。
I have heard of your church for many, many, many years.
我好多年嚟咧都聽聞過你哋教會。
And we at CBM continue to pray for you as a church, as we do all of our churches across Canada and the Canadian Baptist family.
我哋喺CBM咧一直咧都為大家祈禱，亦都為到咧加拿大好多嘅浸信會咧，我哋一齊嘅去祈禱。
And for the leadership of Pastor Gladys, who is really a trailblazer in the CBWC.
我哋咧為到李牧師去感謝佢咧喺加拿大嘅環教會當中咧，的確係一個領前嘅好領先嘅人。
I want to start today by just saying thank you to you.
今日開始嘅時候咧，好想向大家表達感謝。
Your compassionate response in times of crisis.
你哋咧喺當遇到有世界有危難嘅時候，你哋咧好充滿愛心嘅回應。
We are always surprised by the generosity that is expressed by churches in these times when people desperately need assistance.
其實咧，我哋咧當每一次有世界有唔同嘅地方需要有救災嘅時候咧，我哋都為到教會嘅慷慨，我哋咧覺得咧好充滿感恩。
So thank you for how you have enabled local churches on the ground to be the hands and feet of Christ in times of need.
所以咧，好感謝你哋咧，去成為咗基督喺地上嘅手同埋腳。
In both Ukraine and recently, more recently in Turkey.
無論咧係烏克蘭嘅危機，或者咧最近土耳其嘅危機。
And even two Christmases ago, when you supported the Chagas projects in Bolivia, a project that I have visited.
兩年之前嘅聖誕節咧，大家亦都支持咗喺呢個玻利維亞嘅事工，咁咧我都親身去到嗰度探訪過。
Thank you for making mission part of your identity as a local church here in Vancouver.
多謝你哋咧，去將呢一個宣教成為咗你哋嘅事工嘅一部分。
Just last week, we celebrated Pentecost. We marked Pentecost, which is the 50th day after Easter.
上個星期日咧，我哋慶祝五旬節，就係咧復活節之後嘅五十日。
Pentecost is often regarded as the beginning of the public declaration of the global church.
五旬節咧，通常咧都被視為咧係呢一個環球教會嘅事工嘅開始。
It is a marker because the Holy Spirit came and filled all of the people who are part of Pentecost.
喺嗰日咧，聖靈來到去充滿咧每一個基督嘅子民。
And it's important for us in the church calendar because now, after Pentecost, we are now in a period called ordinary time.
在这个教会的礼仪日历上面，当我们过了这个五旬节，我们就进入了一个所谓叫做平常期。
Until the beginning of Advent, we are now in this ordinary time period.
直到这个将临期之前，我们现在都是在一个所谓叫平常期的期间。
But it's a funny term, isn't it? Ordinary time.
但是平常期其实是一个很有趣的名字。
Because when you use the word ordinary, most of us think, oh, that's it's nothing special.
通常我们用平常这个字的意思，就是那样东西真的没什么特别的感觉。
So not the special moments in your life, not the anniversaries, or the big moments in your life, or special birthdays, but just ordinary days, routine days.
平常的日子就是不是那些特别的日子，不是那些庆祝周年纪念或者生日，而是这些特别的日子中间那些没什么的日子。
And ordinary days don't tend to be the ones we remember.
我们通常都不记得这些平凡的日子的。
It's the special days we remember, right? So church anniversaries or CBM, we have 150 years coming up.
通常我们记得的都是那些特别的日子，譬如我们刚刚庆祝完堂庆，又或者出年他们就庆祝这个150周年。
We call those mountaintop experiences.
我们叫那些做所谓顶峰的经验。
And if you think about your own life, mountaintop experiences can be milestones in your life that you always think back on and think, oh, those were wonderful days that we remember.
如果我哋谂翻我哋自己嘅人生嘅时候，好多咧，我哋都好多时我哋都系记得嗰啲嘅顶峰嘅经历，嗰啲咧系我哋嘅记得嘅嗰啲嘢，系我哋人生嘅标记。
For me, one of my most memorable mountaintop experiences is when I gave birth to my daughter.
对我嚟讲咧，我其中一个人生里边嘅顶峰经历咧，就系当我生我个女嘅时候。
No matter how old she will become, that will always be a memory that will stay with me forever in my life.
无论咧佢诶年纪几咁诶已经大个啦，我都仍然一定会记得嗰个嘅经历。
But we also have those valley experiences too, don't we? The lowest points in our life.
但系除咗顶峰嘅经历，我哋其实人生可能咧都会有啲低谷嘅经历。
Makes us wonder, why is it that those mountaintop and valley experiences mean so much with us.
我咧成日都喺度谂，就系呢啲嘅人生嘅顶峰嘅经历，同埋低谷嘅经历，点解对我哋嚟讲咁记得咧
？Because today I want us to think about the time that falls in between those days.
但系今日咧，我想同大家咧谂下咧，嗰啲喺顶峰同埋低谷之间嘅嗰啲平常嘅日子
，the ordinary time，
嗰啲平常嘅时期
，because extraordinary things actually happen。In ordinary time,
因为咧，其实呢啲奇妙嘅事情咧，好多时咧都系喺平常嘅日子咧嗰度发生。
The advancing of God's kingdom doesn't just happen in mountaintop times, but in the small, everyday actions of faithful men and women.
神国度嘅进展咧，唔系净系喺顶峰嘅时候先发生，而系喺每一个平常嘅日子，神忠心嘅子民咧。去用佢哋嘅行動去將咧呢啲嘅神嘅國度咧去帶到去人間。
Sometimes we look at those little actions and we think, well, that's nothing special.
好多時我哋見到呢啲人所做嘅嘢，我哋覺得啊冇乜特別啫。
When you put ordinary actions together from ordinary people like me and you working together with the Holy Spirit.
但係咧，當我哋將平凡嘅人所做嘅平凡嘅嘢擺埋一齊喺聖靈嘅幫助底下咧。
You will see extraordinary results.
你就会见到咧非凡嘅结果。
We are God's mission people.
我哋咧系神有使命嘅子民。
Faithfulness is about how we trust and sustain that and live out our faith in the everyday moments.
忠心咧就系我哋点样样喺平凡嘅日子咧，我哋仍然去坚持、去信靠、去支持、去活出我哋嘅信仰。
Not just in the mountaintop experiences,
不是只是在顶峰的时候是这样,
but in the ordinariness of everyday work that God calls us to do and what He calls us to be while we are doing it.
而是呢,在平凡那些日常的日子,我们仍然都是这样去做神呢,呼召我们去做的工作,去成为呢,神呼召我们去成为的人。
So today I want to share three ideas with you about how we faithfully follow Jesus into the world.
今日咧，我想同大家分享咧三个嘅观念，讲到咧我哋点样忠心嘅跟随耶稣喺呢个世界上边。
What does it mean to be faithful in ordinary time?
咩嘢叫做忠心嘅日常生活咧
So let's look together at Hebrews 3, if you have your Bibles.
所以呢，我们不如一起来看看希伯来书第三章。
Talks about, this chapter talks about persevering in faith.
希伯来书第三章呢，讲到呢，在信仰上面呢，要坚忍。
Starting in verse 1, I'm going to just read the whole.
Sure.
In verse 1, it says, "Therefore, holy brothers and sisters who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, whom we acknowledge as our apostle and our high priest. He was faithful to the one who appointed him, just as Moses was faithful in all God's house. Jesus has been found worthy of greater honor than Moses, just as the builder of a house has greater honor than the house itself. For every house is built by someone, but God is the builder of everything. Moses was faithful as a servant in all God's house, bearing witness to what would be spoken by God in the future. But Christ is faithful as the Son over God's house, and we are his house, if indeed we hold firmly to our confidence and the hope in which we glory."
希伯来书三章一至六节嗰度咁讲，佢话蒙上帝选召嘅信徒朋友们，你们应该思想耶稣，他是我们信仰宣认的使者和大祭司，他忠心于选召他来工作嘅上帝，正像摩西忠心为上帝之家工作一样。盖房子的人所得的荣耀超过了他所盖的房子，同样耶稣比摩西配得更多的荣耀。每一所房子都是人所建造的，但是上帝创造万物。摩西在上帝之家作忠心的仆人，为上帝在将来所要说的话作证。然而基督以儿子的身份忠心治理上帝的家。如果我们坚持所盼望的信念和勇气，我们就是上帝一家的人了。
In this chapter, we are given two examples of faithfulness.
在这一段圣经里面呢，讲出了两个忠心的例子。
First, Moses, and then Jesus, who is the perfect example of faithfulness.
首先呢，是摩西，跟着呢，是耶稣，表现出了完全的忠心。
In verse 5, Moses is called a faithful servant in all God's house, bearing witness to what would be spoken by God in the future.
第五节那里，摩西被称为在上帝之家作忠心的仆人，为上帝在将来所要说的话作证。
We live with Jesus as our ultimate example of faithfulness, perfect faithfulness.
耶稣呢，是我们那个完全最完全的忠心的那个见证。
And sometimes we feel like we fall far, far short of his example.
有些时候呢，我们会觉得呢，我们离耶稣真的很遥远，没他那么忠心。
But let's look at Moses today, who is maybe more of an ordinary person that maybe we can relate to a little bit more.
但是今天呢，我们可以其实看看摩西，可能呢，他平凡一点，可以呢，我们比较能够跟他呢，扯上关系。
We often think of Moses as one of the greatest leaders in the Bible.
很多时候我们看摩西呢，都是觉得他是圣经里面其中一个最伟大的领袖。
And we see him doing incredible things.
我们见到他做一些很犀利的事。
But we tend to forget that he was just an ordinary person.
但我哋成日都唔记得咧，其实摩西咧都只不过系一个平凡嘅人。
And over his life, we see that often when God called him to do something, what did he do?
好多时咧喺摩西嘅人生里边咧，我哋见到当神呼召佢做一啲嘢嘅时候，佢系点回应嘅咧
？He would fight it.
佢会同神争拗啦，争执啦。
He would run away.
佢会逃避啦。
He would doubt that he was able to do it.
佢会怀疑自己系咪真系做得到咯？
Like most of us do when God calls us.
同我哋差唔多嘅，当神呼召我哋嘅时候。
What was actually special about Moses is that when God showed up and chose him to do his work, he then took the effort to say, "Yes, God, I will do it."
摩西真正特别嘅地方咧，其实就系当神出现话要拣选佢去代表神去工作嘅时候咧，摩西愿意去付出佢嘅努力，神咧将佢嘅努力咧转化成为咧非凡嘅成就。
So God took his effort and made it extraordinary.
是神将他所摆上的转化成为非凡的成就。
And whenever we think about Moses, we think about his mountaintop experiences.
当我们想起摩西的时候，我们会记得摩西那些顶峰的经历。
The burning bush,
那些燃烧的经历,
the parting of the Red Sea,
分开红海,
bringing down the tablets,
将十诫的法版带来。
What was Moses' greatest act of faithfulness?
但摩西最忠心的事迹是什么呢
？40 years wandering in a wilderness，
就是带领以色列人四十年在旷野漂流
，leading a group of complaining, miserable, ungrateful people， through the wilderness for 40 years.
帶住一班咧淨係識抱怨、唔係好感恩嘅一班人喺曠野度咧40年。
Moses wasn't a superhero.
摩西咧唔係嗰啲有超能力嘅嗰啲超人。
But God called him to do His will, and ultimately Moses was faithful in carrying out his part of it.
但神咧呼召佢去行出佢嘅心意，而摩西咧直到最後咧都係一直忠心咁樣執行咧佢嘅部分。
Like Moses, in the greater plan of God, He calls each one of us ordinary people to do His work here on earth.
喺神偉大嘅計劃裏邊咧，我哋都好似摩西一樣，神都呼召我哋呢啲平凡人咧嚟去喺地上邊去做佢嘅工作。
And for each of us, this will look very different.
對我哋每一個人嚟講咧，神嘅工作可能咧都有好唔同嘅形式。
It's going to look different from what Pastor Gladys is called to do or what I'm called to do.
神呼召李牧師做嘅嘢，或者呼召 Jennifer 做嘅嘢，可能咧都唔同。
But all of our jobs have equal importance in God's kingdom work.
但係我哋每一個人嘅工作喺神嘅國度裏邊咧，都係同樣咁重要。
And all that's required from you is to show up. And to say yes when God calls you.
神要求我哋做嘅只系咧，我哋要愿意去被神所用。
Brothers and sisters, we have to be faithful in trusting that God will show up and He will use our little abilities, which we don't even think that we have.
弟兄姊妹，我哋咧要相信咧，神系可以使用我哋使用我哋里边嘅嗰啲嘅能力。而我哋咧，可能甚至乎我哋都唔相信我哋有咁样嘅能力，但系我哋要愿意去被神所用。
And He will inspire us and give us the passion and the energy that maybe we didn't even know we were capable of having.
神咧会启发我哋，去启发我哋咧，去摆上我哋嘅热诚，摆上我哋嘅能力。我哋咧可能都冇谂过我哋能够可以做到咁样嘅嘢。
Because we ordinary people are to be His agents of transformation in a broken world.
我哋呢啲咁样嘅平凡人咧，其实我哋都可以系成为神嘅特使，去转化呢一个世界。
A few months ago, we had a visit from our partner in Lebanon, Nabil Costa.
几个月之前咧，我哋咧有我哋喺黎巴嫩嘅我哋嘅宣教士翻到嚟咧探访，佢叫做 Nabil Costa。
Nabil came and shared with our staff in a chapel session.
佢嚟到我哋嘅周会当中咧，同我哋嘅同工分享。
And he said this: We have a job to do. We Christians are dealers of hope.
佢咧讲咗一句说话，佢话咧我哋系有嘢要做嘅，基督徒咧我哋咧系传播希望嘅人。
This is my second point I want to share with you today, that we are dealers of hope.
这个是今天我第二样想跟大家讲的，就是我们要记得我们是传播希望的人。
We sadly as Christians spend a lot of time and energy arguing about things that are ultimately not that important.
我们作为基督徒很可惜地，我们花很多时间来去争拗那些最终极都不是有什么那么重要的东西。
We have a lot of work to do as dealers of hope.
我哋咧有好多嘢要做，因为我哋系传播希望嘅人。
In verse 12 of our chapter, it says, "See to it, brothers and sisters, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God, but encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. We have come to share in Christ, if indeed we are to hold on to our original conviction firmly to the very end."
第十二至十四节嗰度咁讲，佢话：我的弟兄姊妹们，你们要谨慎，免得你们当中有人心思败坏，不肯相信，背离了永生嘅上帝。但是为了避免你们当中有人为罪所迷惑，心肠刚硬，你们要趁着还有所谓今天嘅时候，天天互相劝勉。如果我们能够坚持当初嘅信念，始终不变，我们就是基督的同工。
I want to share with you a beautiful story from Nabil's country of Lebanon.
想同大家咧分享一个咧好美丽嘅故事，来自咧 Nabil 嘅喺黎巴嫩嘅嗰个工厂。
It illustrates what it looks like to be a dealer of hope.
呢个故事咧话俾我哋听咩叫做传播希望嘅人。
When we come together and hold on to our convictions.
当我哋咧走埋一齐，坚持我哋嘅信念嘅时候。
As you may know, it's been about 10 years since the Syrian refugee crisis began.
可能大家都記得這個敘利亞的難民危機大約10年前就開始。
In that time, about 1.5 million Syrian refugees crossed the border into Lebanon, which is its closest neighbor.
喺嗰時候咧，大約有喺嗰時候大約150萬嘅敘利亞難民咧，就過境去到呢個黎巴嫩。黎巴嫩咧係敘利亞最近嘅鄰國。
Lebanon is a small country of only about 4 million people.
黎巴嫩其實係一個好細嘅國家，人口咧只有400萬啫。
So if you can imagine 1.5 million people added to a population of only 4 million.
所以你可以想象下咧，突然間又多咗150萬人去到一個得400萬嘅國家。
And it had a devastating impact on the economy and their society in general.
呢個咧對於黎巴嫩嘅經濟啦同埋社會咧都帶嚟咗好沉重嘅負擔。
So the Syrians were not exactly welcomed with open arms by Lebanese people.
所以其實咧黎巴嫩人咧佢哋唔係真係好歡迎呢啲敘利亞人過嚟嘅。
Because when thousands of Syrians began pouring over the border into Lebanon each day, the initial feeling of Lebanese people was anger and resentment.
所以最初咧，每日有几千个呢啲咁样嘅叙利亚人涌入去呢个黎巴嫩嘅时候咧，黎巴嫩人咧最初个嘅反应咧系好愤怒同埋好怨恨嘅。
Because the Syrians were their historic enemies.
历史上咧，叙利亚人其实系黎巴嫩人嘅敌人嚟嘅。
They were the people who had occupied their country in war for almost 20 years.
敘利亞人咧曾經咧打仗侵佔呢個黎巴嫩咧差唔多20年超過。
Our Lebanese field staff shared that when they were children, they were taught to hate Syrians.
我哋喺黎巴嫩工場嘅童工咧，佢哋都講到，當我哋細個嘅時候咧，一路翻學咧，都係被教導要去憎恨呢一個嘅敘利亞人。
And now those children were adults and they watched as their enemies moved into their neighborhoods and their communities.
呢啲小朋友长大咗啦，依家跟住咧，佢哋就睇住咧，每日都有呢个嘅叙利亚人咧涌入去佢哋嘅社区里边。
They came uninvited and desperate for help.
冇人欢迎佢哋嚟，但系佢哋咧极度需要援助。
And suddenly the church in Lebanon had to ask itself how far it would go to welcome the stranger.
突然間咧，喺黎巴嫩嘅教會咧，就要問自己一個問題，就係到底聖經話我哋要接待客旅，我哋要做到幾盡咧
？They had to ask themselves what it really means when we are told to love God and to love our neighbor as ourselves。
佢哋要問自己就係當聖經話咧，我哋要愛神同埋愛我哋嘅鄰舍如同自己嘅時候，到底個意思係乜嘢？
Particularly when you don't even want them in your neighborhood.
特別咧就係當你都唔想呢啲鄰舍喺你嘅社區裏邊嘅時候。
A Baptist church that we partner with in the Bekaa Valley of Lebanon.
我哋嘅其中一間嘅夥伴教會，一間嘅浸信會，佢咧喺黎巴嫩嘅貝卡谷地嗰度。
They are right at the Syrian border.
佢哋咧其實咧係喺呢個黎巴嫩同敘利亞嘅邊境嗰度嘅。
And they did something remarkable.
佢哋做咗一啲好了不起嘅事。
They opened up the doors of their church.
佢哋打開佢哋教會嘅門。
And more importantly, they opened up their hearts.
佢哋咧更加係打開佢哋嘅心。
And their arms.
佢哋嘅雙臂。
To embrace their enemies.
去擁抱咧佢哋嘅敵人。
And welcome them in as family.
歡迎佢哋好似家人一樣。
The pastor of that church visited Canada a few years ago.
嗰間教會嘅牧者咧幾年之前咧訪問過加拿大。
And he recounted his experience.
佢咧向我哋咧講述翻佢當時嘅經驗。
Maybe I'll read this whole thing.
Sure.
This is what he told us. I grew up in fear and anger, and we prayed for God to take our revenge, to destroy their land as they had done to our land, to sink their country with blood and tears, and that's what's happening now. Shouldn't we be thrilled? But something strange has happened. Where are those negative feelings that we had?Instead, our hearts are aching for their pain. Our prayers are continuous for their country. Our church is working day and night to help them, to heal their wounds and wipe their tears and to feed their children. Our love is real and genuine for them. And what a paradigm shift. What an amazing grace. What a wonderful Savior and Master we have. Father, forgive them.For they don't know what they do, but also, Father, forgive us, for we don't know what we do and what we say and what we pray many times. We are serving thousands of families now. We are visiting them one by one, trying to help them both physically and spiritually. Thank God for the wonderful and burdened team who are serving with love. Many of the families are now coming to church on a regular basis. Hundreds have given their lives to the Lord. We repeatedly hear we had the wrong idea about Christianity. Now is the time to reveal our Christ.
那牧者分享说，他说我是在恐惧和奋斗当中长大，我这一路祈求神为我们报仇，去毁灭那些想消灭我们的国家，想消灭我们的国家。他说但这件事实际上现在真的发生了，我们是不是应该觉得很振奋？他说但有些很奇怪的事情就发生，他说我们有过那些很负面的感受，他说现在去了哪里？他说相反我们的心反而是为他们心痛。 他说我们不断地去为到他们的国家去祈求，我们的教会日以继夜不停地帮助他们去医治他们的伤口，去抹干他们的眼泪，去喂饱他们的小朋友。我们对他们的爱是真实的，亦都是真诚的。这个是一个很奇怪的范式转移，一个很奇怪的恩典，是一个我们所有的救主和我们的主是何等的奇妙。 父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。同样父啊，都赦免我们，因为我们都不晓得我们所做的，我们所讲的，同埋我们所祈求的。我们咧依家咧服侍紧咧，数以千计嘅家庭，我们咧去探访佢哋，帮助佢哋咧，无论系属灵上边或者实际上面嘅需要，都帮助佢哋。感谢主，让我们咧能够有一个咁样嘅团队，有负担咧去咁样嘅带着爱去侍奉。 好多嘅家庭咧，依家咧都開始咧，嚟到我哋嘅教會去聚會，數以百計嘅人咧，願意擺上佢哋嘅生命去俾我哋嘅主同埋救主。我哋經常都聽到佢哋話：我哋以前咧睇錯咗基督教。佢話依家咧係我哋真實地去彰顯基督嘅時候。
We at CBM have worked with this church and other local churches since the start of that crisis.
在CBM呢，我哋呢由嗰個嘅危機開始嘅時候呢，都一路同呢一間教會同埋呢其他嘅教會合作。
Trying to extend the love of Christ through words and deeds and welcoming people into the body of Christ.
嘗試呢透過宣講同埋行動去延伸呢耶穌基督嘅愛，歡迎人呢進入到基督嘅身體當中。
For thousands of Muslim families, that monthly box of food staples that we helped provide and the loving care of a local Baptist church in their neighborhood has been what they have called Christ coming down to earth in the form of food.
對數以千計嘅穆斯林家庭嚟講咧，嗰個每一個月我哋送俾佢哋嘅嗰個食物盒，同埋咧我哋點樣樣嘅去關心佢哋喺佢哋嘅社區當中，透過當地嘅浸信會嚟到去關心佢哋嘅時候咧，就好似咧其中一個母親去形容啊，佢話咧就係基督以食物嘅形態咧臨到我哋嘅當中。
Thousands of Muslim background believers have come to accept Jesus through this experience.
佢話透過呢一個嘅經歷咧，佢話數以千計嘅穆斯林咧，佢話佢哋去願意接受耶穌。
Through the outpouring of love and acceptance they found in Christian community with people who should have regarded them as enemies.
佢話透過呢啲嘅教會，佢哋傾出嘅愛心同埋接納咧，佢哋咧揾到耶穌基督啊！嗰啲咧，佢哋應該將佢當成敵人嘅人咁樣嘅接納佢哋。
You could say that the Syrian refugee crisis was a valley moment in the history of humankind.
你可以話咧，呢個敍利亞嘅難民危機咧，喺人類嘅歷史裏邊，其實係一個低谷嘅時刻。
But it's in those everyday moments, that everyday moments in the 10 years since. The crisis has started where we see God's work of redemption, and it is extraordinary.
佢話：但係咧，就係喺呢十年之間啊，由嗰個危機開始，十年之間，每一日嘅日常生活當中，我哋都見到咧，神嘅救贖嘅工作，係將最平凡嘅日子變成咗咧最非凡嘅結果。
Brothers and sisters, there is an extraordinary openness to the gospel right now in the Arab world, unprecedented in history.
弟兄姊妹，依家咧喺呢亞拉伯世界裏邊咧，其實係有一個前所未有嘅開放，對福音嘅開放，係我哋喺歷史裏邊咧從來冇見過嘅。
We hear this from all our partners working in the Middle East and North Africa. There is a greater opportunity for the gospel to be shared in previously closed country than ever in history.
從我哋所有喺中共嘅同工當中，我哋都聽到佢話：依家咧，係從來都未有過好似依家咁樣樣嘅機會，能夠咧可以喺呢啲向福音關閉嘅國家裏邊咧嚟到去傳講福音。
There is a thirst to know about this man called Jesus.
他說在穆斯林當中，現在有一種渴慕，他們很想去認識這個叫做耶穌的人。
Even among Muslim background believers.
在穆斯林背景的人當中。
And it's not just happening over there.
也不是只是在中東才有這樣發生。
It's happening here in our own cities.
在我們的城市當中也都是這樣發生。
And it's happening all over the world.
全世界都是這樣發生。
Ask yourself what God is calling you to do in the midst of that reality.
我們要問一下自己，到底神在這些所有的事當中怎樣的呼召我們。
Lastly, I want to share that to live faithfully, we cannot give up or give in to the temptation of being indifferent.
最後我想跟大家分享的就是，我們如果要忠心地生活，我們不能夠放棄或者屈服於冷漠的誘惑。
You've probably read the alarming statistics of what COVID did to our world.
可能大家都睇過咧，這個疫情令到我哋嘅世界咧，改變咗啲咩嘢？嗰啲震驚嘅統計數字。
The needs of people have grown exponentially, resulting from the pandemic, both here and around the world.
因為疫情嗰啲需要援助嘅人嘅數字咧，係以幾何級數咁上升嘅，無論係本地或者喺世界唔同嘅地方。
And we are confronted with this reality right here in our own neighborhoods with the use of food banks higher now than ever.
我哋喺自己本地咧，我哋都面对呢一个现实嘅，就系嗰啲喺社区里边去圣运银行攞嘢食嘅人咧，系前所未有地咁多。
Around the world, there are 830 million hungry people.
喺世界各地嘅总共咧，有8,300,000人咧系挨紧饿嘅。
Poverty rates have increased, a reversal of gains that we had been making.
貧窮的比率一直在上升，過去幾十年以來努力的成果一次過就沒了。
The lives of girls and women particularly, they have felt the results of the pandemic on their lives and their opportunities for education.
這些所有的打擊對婦女和女孩子是特別的大，無論是教育方面或者這個衛生方面。
There are millions of displaced people, more refugees in the world now than ever in history, in places like Ukraine, Yemen, Afghanistan, Syria, so many other countries.
數以百萬計的人是被迫流亡的，他說無論是烏克蘭或者也門或者阿富汗或者敘利亞和世界很多不同的地方。
The great global issues of our time, of our generation, just seem enormous.
这个年代我们世界上所遇到的问题是大到我们好像觉得处理不到样。
There is no doubt we live in a broken world.
无可否认我们现在生活在一个破碎的世界当中。
Does it make you feel overwhelmed?
会不会令到你觉得有点不知所措？
Do you feel tempted to just tune it out?
你会不会想索性熄机不理就算？
Is your reaction to just ignore it?
你的反應是不是就是忽視這些所有東西就算呢？
The work of bringing hope and healing and God's transformation in such brokenness can feel very overwhelming, can't it?
有時我們要去在這個這樣的充滿破碎的世界去傳播希望，去帶來神的醫治和轉化，是會令到我們有些不知所措的。
I sometimes hear people say, but I'm just one person, like what can I do?
有時我聽到人講，我不過一個人，即我能夠做到啲乜嘢。
Pope Francis called this the globalization of indifference.
教宗方濟各咧將呢樣嘢稱為全球化嘅麻木。
This is when we just shut down our hearts and our minds to the difficult and painful things of our world.
當我們向這些我們痛苦到不想看，覺得無能為力去改變的事情，關閉我們的思想的時候。
Because we feel powerless to change them.
因為我們覺得我們沒有能力去改變任何東西。
You may have heard it said before that the opposite of love is not hate, it's indifference.
可能你都聽過，愛的相反其實不是恨，而是麻木。
If we are to understand God's will and plan for our world,
如果我们要去明白神对这个世界的心意和计划的话，
we cannot fall into the temptation of shutting ourselves off from the bad news that seems to permeate everywhere on our news feeds.
我们就不可以跌入那个呢，去向这个世界所有即发生的坏的消息，好像每天我们不停地看到的这些坏事，我们不能够去跌入那个陷阱，去对这些东西麻木。
Because if you think what you're reading on the news is the whole story of what God is doing in the world, you are reading the wrong book.
他說因為如果你在新聞上看到的東西，你以為就是全部的故事的話，那你看錯了。
The story of God made flesh, who came to dwell among us and continues to dwell with us through the Holy Spirit.
这个呢，道成肉身的故事，就是神透过他的灵，住在我们当中，继续进行的故事。
Is a good news story.
是一个呢，好信息故事，福音的故事。
It's one of grace and redemption and hope.
是一个呢，充满恩典、救赎和盼望的故事。
This is the lens through which we are called to engage in our world.
我们要透过一副这样的眼镜来去看和接触这个世界。
In verse 15 of our chapter, it says, Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts.
第十五节那里这样说，他说，今天如果你们听见上帝的声音，你们不要顽固。
If you remember nothing else that I say today,
如果你今天什么都不记得我说过的东西，一句都不记得的话，
I hope you will remember this.
我希望你记得这一句。
God's kingdom work is not done yet.
神国度的工作是未完成的。
God's kingdom work is not done yet.
神国度的工作是未完成的。
And as his disciples, he has given us a job to do.
作为神的门徒，他给了一个工作我们去做。
And he expects us to faithfully devote our full energy, focus, and passion to it.
而神期望我们能够忠心地摆上我们的能力、我们的专注、我们的热诚去做祂的工作。
We often feel very despondent here in Canada because we hear that Christianity is declining.
很多时候我们听见在西方社会这个基督教不断地人数不断地递减，我们可能会觉得有点沮丧。
Christianity is growing everywhere else in the world except in the West.
他说但是基督教在世界的所有地方，除了在西方社会之外，都是增长的。
Do we view that as defeat or opportunity?
我们会觉得这个是一个失败，还是一个机会呢？
We need to attune ourselves to His Spirit.
我们要去调教我们自己，去对准圣灵。
Because His Spirit is alive and it is working everywhere.
因为圣灵是活着的，它在世界不同地方都在工作。
I have the privilege of traveling to many places in the world.
我有機會去世界很多不同的地方去探訪。
I have seen the life transformation that is happening every single day through the work of the Spirit.
我見到每一日我都見到神的聖靈怎樣去改變這個世界的人。
And it's happening here in our own neighborhoods too.
在我們的社區裡面一樣都是這樣發生的。
So do not let our hearts become hardened.
所以不要让我们自己变得硬心。
There are miraculous opportunities all around us, wherever He puts us.
在祂所摆我们下去的地方，在我们的周围，都有很奇妙的工作在发生。
The percentage of people in our world that are under the age of 30 is over 50%.
在我们的世界现在是30岁以下的人口是超过一半的。
Think about the possibilities of being able to reach the next generation with Jesus Christ.
他说如果我们可以向下一代去宣讲耶稣基督，让他们认识耶稣基督的话，想象一下那个可能性到底有多大。
God's Spirit is working actively in places that were previously closed off to the gospel, like the Middle East and North Africa, China.And even here in our own neighborhoods.
神的圣灵是积极地去向那些以前向福音封闭的地方，例如中东或者北非或者中国，甚至乎在我们现在的社区里面，神的圣灵是积极地在这些地方工作。
There is opportunity.
有机会。
But for us to be faithful in these times, that means that we have to hold on to the belief that God is accompanying us into that work.
但是在这个时代，我们要作忠心的信徒，代表着我们要坚实的坚持我们所有的信念，就是神继续会伴随我们在这些地方去工作。
We have to seize the opportunities to be His faithful workers because the harvest is plentiful.
我们要把握机会去作神忠心的仆人，因为禾场已经熟透。
God is not done.
神的工作是未完成的。
And we're not done.
我们要做的事都未完成。
And all we have to do is say yes to be his mission people.
我哋要做嘅嘢咧，就系要去答应神，我哋要做佢有使命嘅子民。
And trust that he will do extraordinary things.
并且信靠神咧，会做非凡嘅事。
Today, my dear friends, brothers and sisters, we stand on a threshold.
今日咧，弟兄姊妹，我哋好似咧企喺一个门槛上边。
Threshold is that little piece of divider that separates what is behind you from what is in front of you, usually between rooms.
門檻咧就係呢一個小小嘅分隔，分隔開咧後邊嘅同埋前邊嘅。
The legacy of this church is not about what has already happened.
呢個教會嘅遺產咧並唔係只係咧關乎嗰啲已經發生咗嘅事。
But what God has planned for the future as part of His kingdom work that is still happening.
更加咧，係神對我哋作為佢喺地上面嘅國度嘅一環，嗰個未來嘅計劃。
And we get to be His frontline workers.
我哋每一個咧都係前線嘅工人。
So let's continue to pray that the story of our faithfulness as God's mission people here at Westside.
所以咧，讓我哋咧繼續嘅去祈禱，西浸作為神嘅中心嘅使命羣體嘅故事。
Let's pray that it's just getting started.
让我们祈祷这个故事只是刚刚开始。
Because we are his church.
因为我们就是他的教会。
Let's pray that we will continue to faithfully serve him in ordinary times.
让我们继续的祈求在平常的日子我们能够继续忠心的侍奉他。
And extraordinary times.
在非凡的日子都继续的侍奉他。
As we wait for the coming of his kingdom.
当我们等候神国度到临的时候我们继续忠心的侍奉他。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Yes. Our God, we come before you, and we acknowledge that often when we do, we throw our hands up in the air and we say, God, what can I do? I'm so helpless. I'm not equipped to be able to combat some of the great issues of our time. And Lord, we just remember that it's not our work, it's your work. Father, we continue to ask that you would challenge us, you would call us, you would equip us, you would make us faithful in your eyes to the task that you have put in front of us as your mission people. God, we lift up this church to you because it is your church, and we know that you will use it greatly to do your work if we continue to respond in obedience and faithfulness. We are grateful, Lord, to be your children. Grateful and privileged to be able to serve you, Lord, in this broken world. Help us to be your agents of transformation every day in ordinary times. We give you thanks, God, for you are good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.